little bit, Beth, about what do you remember about coming to the North Woods for the first time? And yeah, how was that for you?
Well, we're kind of going back into the 1950s. And in the 1950s, I was 5 or 6 years old when my parents decided, our parents decided, but you weren't around yet. There were only 4 of us at that time and 3 more to come. And it was my first experience and exposure to the North Woods. I still remember walking into the cabin and being assigned the room in what is now West Wing. We had twin beds in there, and there was a lamp on the wall that was a bear, a brown bear. And every year it was there. I mean, for 20 years, that lamp stayed there. I think that's one of the things about this resort, Holiday Acres, is that things stay the same, which right. makes it so special.
The traditions, speaking the tradition, of the traditions, yeah.
Now, how about you? I mean, because you came up several years later.
Yeah, my earliest memories of Holiday Acres are really the smells and the sights and the sounds and really a sensory experience. You know, that's one of the things that draws me back is the smell of the pine trees and the fresh air and the taste of the lake water. All of those things are really important to me. But I think that that you touched on the fact that things just stay the same in some ways, you know, that nothing mm-hmm. changes. There's a real sense of comfort in that.
Yeah. Well, and we're really lucky. I mean, as the 7 kids of Jim and Lou, I mean, what a legacy they left us, because this has become the place for our family to reunite. And everyone sees it as a priority. It's important to them, both as a place, but also as a relationship with other cousins and aunts and uncles.
And that's what happened when we were kids. You know, we'd establish these relationships. We didn't see these people, even though we were from the same communities or close by, we didn't see them in between, you mm-hmm. know. So it was really rich time together. And the coming of age that happened for all of us, you know, first crushes, first kisses, those kinds of things. A lot of that happened at Holiday Acres. And Mom and Dad, for me, and being the youngest, it was a little different. But the rules kind of didn't apply when you came to Holiday Acres, you know.
There's a freedom here.
There was a sense of freedom here and security and safety, and that's...
Yeah. Well, I first learned how to water ski here at Lake Thompson when I was 6 or 7, and the skis were too big, so I had to wear tennis shoes in order to fit into them to learn how to water ski, and it was over behind a wooden boat. And then my dad decided he needed to have a boat, so Dad bought a wooden boat, and it had a 35 horsepower motor on it. We would haul up here every year, and that was like the boat that taught everyone how to water ski. I mean, we all learned with a 35 horsepower motor here at Lake Thompson. Also, that patio was infamous when I was young for parents' cocktail parties. They would start their cocktail parties at 5 or 5:30, and they'd all gather there. Well, then that kind of left us kids at sort of odds. All right, what's for dinner tonight? You know, we'll find something in the cabin, because our parents were really enjoying themselves. That was back in the 60s, so yeah. we were a little bit more mindful of those behaviors yeah. today than our parents were,
right,
and
right.
leaving our kids fend for themselves.
The evolution of things, right?
Right.
The evolution of
right.
the caretaking.
Right, yeah. right,
yeah.
right.
I like Dad's transistor radio on the counter in the...
There you go, yeah, yeah.
...cottage, playing the local stations.
And listening to the lost dog reports. Well, Rhinelander itself was just a cool little town.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And the whole day going to snowshoe... snowshoe softball games, or going to Indian powwows, or we would go up to Minocqua or Eagle River. We'd watch a water ski show. And
so it's not even just one thing that makes this place, you know, something worth coming back to. It's much deeper than that.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, there's something magical about northern Wisconsin. I mean, there is, just as you say, to bring that back, the smell, the pine trees, the water, the copper-colored water, that is just really wonderful. It just feels free and refreshing. And when my kids were little, it exhausted them, so they would sleep soundly and take good naps. So, you know, it's that as well as the place that Kim and Carrie have built. Their entire manor with all of the guests, is as well as their children's, is so perfect in terms of hosts.
We really feel welcome, don't we?
Yeah, yeah, we do.